With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT. And on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The year 2018 was one of the most contentious and polarized of recent years. As the Trump administration enforced immigration laws, which at times saw the separation of children from adults who illegally entered the United States, thousands turned out across the country to protest. The president rightfully pointed out that the protests were organized by mostly left-wing groups, such as Move On and the American Civil Liberties Union. Donald Trump's nomination of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court became an angry battleground issue. The midterm elections and charges by both sides of the political aisle of vote and voter manipulation was the highlight of primetime news. And of course, the migrant caravan and the attempt to storm the southern border of the United States certainly took on a flair of its own. So with all of this behind us, what can we look forward to in 2019? A Capitol Hill battle over the budget will include an attempt by President Trump to get additional funds for border security that highlights the wall. Democrats will resist, saying we don't need a wall. And the president will be faced with a couple of choices. Try to get the military to build the wall, as he's threatened to do, or continue to use manpower and technology to secure our borders. Expect a major battle on this issue. Also expect the Democrats to launch a noisy investigation into Trump's finances, demanding that he produce tax records from years past. And given Trump's resistance, don't be surprised if some of these issues wind up in the courts. Now, the president will attempt to fill various judicial vacancies, and the Democrats will stubbornly refuse to give their consent to many of these seats. There'll be calls for more and more gun control. Democrats, nationally and statewide, will call for a ban on assault weapons without any real definition. But they will try to include as many firearms as they can into the definition of assault weapons. Expect those Democrats who want to vie for their party's presidential nomination to come out of the woodwork in droves. Yes, there will be a large number of candidates vying for the nomination. Most will be declaring they're more liberal, more to the left of all the other candidates. And there'll be challenges to Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination. Those challengers will claim the GOP should move back to its more so-called traditional roots. Those challenges probably won't go anywhere, but should prove to be entertaining. And of course, expect more organized demonstrations against anything and everything Trump, and more contention at the border as more caravans of migrants try to enter the United States without going through the legal orderly process. In all, be prepared for a lot more of the contention and polarization we experienced in 2018. Finally, entertainment shows will continue to see a decline in viewership as efforts are made to continually politicize these events and slide further to the left. We're all hoping for the very best for our community, for our country, and for the world. But agreeing how to get there is going to be the biggest challenge of 2019. To you and yours, a very happy and interesting new year. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.